2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Our Asian Skies blog highlighted a Royal Australian Air Force charity event for the Special Olympics. 20 teams of 20 competed to haul a 40-ton Lockheed Martin C-130J for 10 meters. The quickest time of 11.68 seconds was recorded by a team from RAAF Richmond in the heats. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Launcher developer SpaceX is designing a new engine for a new rocket, larger than the Falcon 9 that NASA expects to become a mainstay of its Earth orbit operations. Elon Musk, the Silicon Valley entrepreneur who successfully parlayed the fortune he earned founding PayPal into launch systems developer SpaceX, said the new engine would not be based on the 160,000-pound thrust Merlin 1 series that powers Falcon 9. Musk said the new rocket, which he calls MCT, will be several times as powerful as the one Merlin series and won't use Merlin's RP-1 fuel. Beyond adding that it will have a very big core size, he declined to elaborate, promising more details in between 1 and 3 years. British Airways will reinforce its Airbus A380 crew complement by putting the double-deck type on short-haul routes to maximize pilot training and build up a core of instructors. While the UK flag carrier has yet to disclose its initial long-haul route plans, it will operate the A380 on European services, at first to enable its pilots to fly about 4 sectors daily. BA will commission a simulator at London Heathrow in January 2013. The L3 Link device is undergoing tests near Gatwick, giving the carrier a 6-month window to train before its first aircraft arrives in July. Russia's next-generation bomber is taking shape. Confirmation came on the occasion of the Russian Air Force centennial celebrations in August. Addressing media, Air Force Commander-in-Chief Lieutenant General Viktor Bondarev revealed that development of a new strategic bomber, the PAKDA, had commenced. Its name is a Russian acronym that approximates to Future Aviation Complex for Long-Range Aviation. And the aircraft is intended to supplement and partially replace the Tupolev Tu-160s, Tu-95MSs, and Tu-22M3s, now forming the backbone of Russia's land-based strategic bomber fleet. The U.S. Air Force is developing a new stealth bomber to counter growing anti-access area denial challenges around the world. But the program faces enormous challenges in the face of declining U.S. defense outlays. The long-range strike bomber is part of a so-called family of systems being designed to ensure U.S. forces can hold any point on Earth that may be at risk from aerial attack. The long-range strike family of systems, particularly the new bomber, is the centerpiece of the Pentagon's emerging air-sea battle construct. A Southwest Airlines Boeing 717-200 was rammed by a catering truck at the Milwaukee Airport and damaged substantially, according to a preliminary report posted today by the National Transportation Safety Board. The Airtran-branded 717, registered as N894AT, was hit at the production splice joint, where the forward fuselage section is connected to the midsection of the fuselage. A catering truck driver reported that a beverage can became lodged between the brake pedal, preventing the driver from avoiding the parked 717. The airline reported no injuries to 103 passengers and 5 flight crew as a result of the incident. The 717-200 had logged at least 24,794 hours on 16,003 cycles, according to the Flight Global ACAS database.